Hey, thanks for checking out my podcast, the Degenerate Horse Player Podcast, hosted by me, Michael Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at MHJPix, also online at www.mhjpix.com. All right, let's get this thing started. As you know, I do my podcast in one take. I don't go back and edit. It's not a ultra-professional kind of thing. It's more done to give you information on horse racing. So I'm going to be covering the Saratoga meet in depth. I've put online that I'm going to be doing my Saratoga 100 challenge, where I'll be posting on my Twitter and on my website, along with my picks, a $100 bankroll per day, just how I would bet if that was my bankroll for the day. And it'll refresh daily. I'm not going to carry over and say, okay, well, now if I won a bunch of money the next day, I have a bunch more to play with. Just going to keep it to the 100 a day. Invited other Twitter horse players out there to do the same, just so we can all learn from each other, hopefully make it a positive thing. So I'm going to jump right into the races for opening day Thursday at Saratoga. In race one, we start off with a claiming race. And I hear a lot of buzz about how, you know, Saratoga shouldn't have claiming races and it's the grandest meet, etc. But, you know, claiming races are a big part of this game, and to exclude them would be difficult. This one does have a nice little field in it. And it's got all the major NYRA claim guys that, and gals that you usually see in the trainer connection. So there are certain trainers, as you know, that do a lot of claiming, have a lot of success, especially first time out. A lot of reasons for that, a lot of speculation to that as well. I'm not going to get into most of that kind of stuff here. I'm just going to tell you who I think is going to win. I can't control any of that stuff. So here's just who I think is going to win. First race, I do like number 8, Royal Tryst, for Mike Maker. This is the kind of race that Mike Maker usually does pretty well in the claiming ranks, where he drops horses down into races where they can be successful. This is, I think, how he gets a lot of wins early in the meets. Later in the meets, he kind of slows down because conditions, you know, his horses don't meet the conditions anymore because they've won the early races. I think this is just a good opportunity for the 8 horse, who is 3 for 15 lifetimes, won 170,000. Not a bad horse, and gets last year's leading jockey, Saez, on the mount. Number 6 does look pretty solid as well. William Morris, 30% first off the claim, gets Flavion Pratt in the mount, and has a lot of early speed. So we're going to see this horse go out probably to the lead. Also, number 7, Geo Care, is worth a look. Orlando Noda also does well, 23% first claims. Got Jose Ortiz in the mount. You know, this horse is improving as the claimers go. This is actually a reclaim for Noda. He claimed this horse, had him race back in let's see, Aqueduct and Parks Belmont. So, you know, he's familiar with this horse. Definitely a player here. Number 9 would be kind of my alternate, Kershaw. I ride Ortiz for Bonnie Lucas. Solid horse over time. This year has already raced 8 times, won 3 times out of those. I don't know that he's good enough in this race here, but 7-year-old for Bonnie Lucas, a lot of buzz on that trainer out there. Not so much good buzz all the time either. But I'm going to go top 3 choices, 8, 6, 7. Race 2, first baby race. I'm also hearing a lot about how it's sad there's only 6 horses, etc. You know, and while we do like big fields, you know, sometimes I think when you've got a competitive short field, it can be just as good. This particular race has a horse in it that will probably be a big favorite, number 6, Chocolate Gelato, with the connections, Fletcher and Ortiz. This horse was purchased for $475,000. Practical Joke is a nice sire. Number 1, Half a Chance, has more than half a chance. Ran well on the turf last time, just finishing second. But has been working so well on dirt, looks like they're going to give him an opportunity on dirt. My top choice, however, is going to be number 4, 30 Thou Kelvin. This horse is trained by Danny Gargan and will be ridden by Dylan Davis. So I like the breeding on this horse. Bolt de Oro has had a very solid first crop, 8 for 22 already. I like the dam side breeding of Midshipman. I think this horse has a good opportunity to pop one first time out and surprise these heavier connections are going to be heavier bet, which are the 1 Half a Chance and the 6 Chocolate Gelato. So I'll be going with my top choice number 4, followed by the 1 and 6. Race 3, moving right along, is a turf claiming race. Another nice size field here. There's a bunch of MTOs in here, but I think the weather is going to. Actually, this race didn't have too many MTOs. Well, actually, no. Take it back, 4. So I did remember correctly. Look at that. I think this is a pretty good race here. Again, another claimer, but number 2 is my top choice. Number 2, Be Here. Jonathan Thomas has this horse racing exceptionally well. Paired up buyers, looking to improve again, has won pretty well the last two races at Belmont and Delaware. Manny Franco gets the mount. I think this horse is ready to fire. Number 6, Attentive, would be my second choice. This is first claim for Joe Sharp off of Bullet Work with Irad Ortiz in the mount, coming over from Churchill. Another solid horse. I just don't know how this Churchill turf course will play out as horses go to other turf courses. You know, they're having issues with it out there. But definitely a solid horse here. Dropping a little bit for a claiming price. I think that's a solid play. Should have better odds than the number 2. Number 4 is your likely favorite and the morning line favorite, High Tide with Jose Lescano. Everybody knows last year Jose Lescano did pretty well on the turf. Surprising. Doesn't have a huge strike rate, but brought in some winners. So he's tough to ignore, but you know, you can't always let that influence you too much and think, oh, well, he's done it before. He's going to keep bringing all these horses in. You know, can't say that for sure. But this horse has won allowance company, optional claiming company, paired up buyers, running very, very well for Carlos Martin. So High Tide is definitely a major player here in race 3 as well. If you want to look a little bit deeper, I think number 9, Grand Journey, definitely is one you want to use underneath. The solid horse should be running late for Rudy Rodriguez. Should be right, you know, with these other guys. The first claim for him, you know, Rodriguez is good on that 25%. So it's another one to consider, especially on your exotics looking underneath. Race 4, we've got a maiden special weight, and we're going 1 3/8 on the turf. So pretty, I don't know, kind of like a specialty distance, I would call this. Interesting field here. My top choice is going to be number 3, Remote. So 2-1 on the morning line, likely favorite. Kind of boring selection in a sense. This horse just finished second at the distance. Has Clement and Rosario out of Warfront. You know, this horse definitely likes turf. Dam has Galileo in the breeding lines out of Ireland. So, you know, this is a solid horse. A very logical selection here, but you're going to take a short price. Looking for a bigger price, number 2, Timo. Again, those connections of Jonathan Thomas and Manny Franco. This horse has been working pretty well on the turf. Thomas is 21% first turf and 27% first start. Especially to note, debut at greater than a mile is 30%. So this guy knows what he's doing on the turf. I've always been a fan of Jonathan Thomas and his horses, so hard to overlook. Number two, Timo. Number five is Grand K for Irad Ortiz, and Claude McGahey is your trainer. This horse is also run at the distance, I believe. I'm thinking correctly. No, has run a mile and a quarter. Has been increasing distance. Puts in solid efforts out of Uncle Mo. We know this horse can run. Let's just see if he can handle the turf course at such a distance. Don't have much else to say about this race. I think it's going to be, you know, it's number three's race to lose. I'll put it that way. I think a lot of bets will be going through the three as well. So if you're one of those that likes to be contrarian, I think this is a good race where you're going to have a single for a lot of people in the three horse. Race number five, we've got a maiden claimer going six furlongs on the dirt. Not a huge fan of this race. I think it's pretty wide open. I think the pace scenario is going to set up here for number one, Mark Hennig and Luis Saez, 10-1 on the morning line. Blinkers are going on. I don't like the stats here for this trainer. However, I think, again, the pace really helps set up for this horse. Should improve second time out. Number two, Catching Cupid, goes for Charlie Baker and Joel Rosario in the mount. This horse is dropping from special weight company. Shows a little bit of early speed and fades, typically, except in that debut. Dropping is an 18% angle, and second off is 31% with a pretty big ROI. So I think this is definitely one you've got to factor in. Number two, Catching Cupid. Number four is your probable favorite for George Weaver and Irad Ortiz. Also dropping, has run in stakes as a maiden. Also flashes early speed. This one is going through some changes, getting blinkers, and first time gelded. Has been working well. Definitely one to look at. It's going to be a lot of early speed in this race, though. So can this horse last? So again, that's why I like the long shot number one here. But it is a pretty wide open race. The kind of race you like to be sitting on an all button in your multis and hoping that the favorite doesn't come through. Race number six is a 5.5 furlong turf starter allowance. Nice field here. I really like the number four. Think he makes sense for this field, going for Wesley Ward and Irad Ortiz. Lengthened, is cutting back again to the shorter distance, ran a route last time and actually ran pretty well second. Has run first, second, and second in his career. So I think this horse makes sense. This is also a race that does feature, again, a lot of early speed, as most five furlong turf races do, which does set things up well for number nine, King Moonracer, who is your best late runner. Castellano's going to have to get this one going. Prefers or has typically run a little bit longer. Did run third at this distance one time on the turf. But again, with that speed, Castellano's going to have to keep this one alert and ready to fire. Because I think, there could be a big factor with all that speed. Number five, Fast and Furious. Bruce Brown and Dylan Davis. This horse is just, it shows a lot of grit. I don't know that it's fast enough, but certainly the running lines show that this horse likes to get involved and typically stays involved. So I think number five is a very interesting horse here as well, especially to use in your exactas. Let's move on to race number seven, the Wilton. This is your first mile race on the dirt with the new chute. A lot being made about that chute online. A lot of fear that it could be dangerous, for horses trying to make that turn, such a high speed already. Looks like it's going to be potentially troublesome for outside posts, as they're really going to have to fly around. It's kind of like the turf races at Gulfstream, where when they've got to go two turns, they really got to get moving in that first turn. But you do see a lot of times when that outside horse makes the lead, they're able to keep pushing on. Be interested to see how that plays out here at Saratoga. I'm going to go, my first choice here in this stakes is number 7, Tarabi. It just shows more on the speed figures, has the class, is graded stakes placed, graded 1, or grade 1 events twice. Did burn some money last time and ran second, but to a solid horse. Definitely could burn money here again today, but I think, again, we'll have enough speed to get out from that outside, semi-outside post, not quite the furthest outside he could be, but or she could be. But I think this is a solid horse. We'll put forth an effort. I think she's got a great chance to win, but I also think she could be a bit of a hanger. So something to definitely consider there, but does show very solid speed figures, the best in the group. Number 4, Angitude is a major player, but my second choice is actually number 2, Gino Romantica, Chad Brown and Flavian Pratt. This horse will need to improve on the speed figures, but has improved each race. Tried a grade 3, didn't go so well, but was also against some pretty solid competition that day. This is a million-dollar horse. Does look to have the early speed, which I think is a advantage here, especially from this mile post. Does have a nice horse to her inside, Goddess of Fire, but I'm going to fade all the Pletchers here. No, that can be dangerous. The old saying, you leave out Pletcher, you end up on a stretcher. But let's see what happens here in this race. I'm actually fading from my top 3. Number 4, Angitude will be my third choice. Brad Cox, Joel Rosario. This horse hasn't run the distance and is going to stretch out, but has been pretty impressive in a couple races. Did not like the slop. So I'm just kind of drawing a line through that race. And I think this horse, you know, is poised to make an improvement. I think the early speed will also help in this scenario. I shouldn't say the only Pletcher, because actually all 3 Pletchers are pretty solid horses. Number 6, Favor, is one that I think could be the best suited to make a run here late. Definitely one to use underneath, but still going to fade on top. Hopefully, will not regret that decision. But I think this is a race where Pletcher has 3 solid horses and none will win. And that could mean a lot of money, because those horses are going to take a lot of money. Looking on to race number 8, allowance optional claner, mile and 1/8 on the inner turf. Good race here. Big field. I think we got a full field of 12 with some also eligible, so should have a nice full field for this race. I'm going to go with number 3, My Risky Affair, as the top choice. Finished 2nd in a grade 2 last time out. Looks to be the class of this group. Clement and Rosario are the connections. Everything points to this horse having a nice race today. Second choice, I'm going to go out all the way to the end. Number 12, Linda's Gift, George Weaver and Flavian Pratt. This horse has improved buyers each time out. You know, I think Pratt really gives this horse an upgrade. And this horse has raced well with Sutherland and Lascano. And I think, you know, at 10-1, it's too tempting to pass up on the outside. Another horse that I don't think will be near the morning line. The morning line is 6-1 on number 6 customer list. This horse, I think he is getting LASIK's first time. was impressive on debut, ran in Pennsylvania against Hottie, which, you know, Hottie was a bit of a monster. And I think Hottie did disappoint last race, actually. But before that was showing a lot of great things. But this horse definitely, I think, is one that factors here, especially if the odds are anywhere near that 6-1. But this is going to be the second off, which is a 30% angle for Brown. Back-to-back bullet works on the turf at 5 furlongs. So this horse certainly a major player here. It's going to be tough to get past number 3, I think. A few others could factor. Number 1, Canisi for Clement and Castellano. It's a solid horse. Is one on debut, ran second time out. So I think is a factor there. Number 11, Wonka, is one that ran a grade 3 and ran 4th last time by a length. So also is a quality horse. And number 13 on your also eligible list, if this horse gets in for Chad Brown, could be something as well. So I think a pretty good race overall. You can either spread here or just pick one of these, the 3, 12, or 6, and say I'm going to kind of force my hand here and see what happens. But I think many of these can win. So it should be an interesting race, good solid race, leading into race 9, which is the Schuylerville Grade 3, 6-furlong dash for 2-year-old females. Nice horses in this race. My top choice is going to be number 9, Summer Promise, is 3-1 on the morning line. Not listed as your morning line favorite. Very likely, however, this horse will be the favorite. Just don't know where the odds are going to stand out. This horse is going for Dwayne Lucas and Luis Saez. One on debut with David Cohen and Churchill and is off of bullet work. Now, Lucas doesn't win a lot first time out. The stats are pretty low for him first time out. So that tells me he's got a pretty special horse here that won convincingly. And I think this horse is gonna pop an effort here today or Thursday at Saratoga. My second choice will be number 3, Adora. So Adora won on debut at Woodbine, which I'm interested to see how that translates. However, this is a $450,000 purchase. Ran exceptionally well that day. I think is a major player here. Should be up there competing on the lead with the 9. Number 4 will be my third choice, Vedareo. This is for Robert Reed, Joel Rosario. So Robert Reed doesn't get a lot of love coming out of parks. This horse has been working bullets, won at a very short price at parks, popped the gate that time, and if he can do that again, or she can do that again, definitely puts this horse in the mix. I just don't know. We'll see if she's good enough to get it done. I think it's hard to ignore number 1. Jacindy justifies showing to be a pretty good sire. Keneally is not known as a 2-year-old Wonder Man, but this horse definitely had a solid debut effort and won at Churchill. Definitely a player. Interesting one here, I think, also is number 5, Janice Joplin. This horse goes another entry for Cassie. Cassie has quite, I think, 3 in here. This horse is a bit of a late runner. Still a maiden in this stake, so that tells you they think highly of Janice Joplin. But I think number 9, Summer Promise, is the one to beat. I think it should be a single on a lot of tickets. Going into your finale, race 10, 5.5 furlongs on the turf. Pretty wide open claiming race here. I am back and forth. I think these are probably equal horses, number 4 and number 5. So number 4, Rigby, should show some early speed, but also has the ability to sit off. There's going to be a lot of pace here. Pace set especially by number 5, Fast Corey, who is very fast, especially out of the gate. So this horse is going to pop out of the gate, see if there's lasting power for her. I think that's what is going to be the deciding factor in this race. Can number five hold the lead facing the competition she'll face here? I think it's possible. Again, I think number four is going to be in a prime position. And I think it's hard to ignore number six, whose buyers at the distance are 10 points higher than anybody else's. So that's hard to ignore. I was ignored at the Windows last time out, ran fourth in your super. Hasn't placed very highly, but is going to be dropping in class here. Trainer stats are pretty horrible. 1 for 31 this year, but Ricardo Santana knows how to ride a horse. So that gives, you know, some confidence here for a horse that is dropping and could be a winner. But at a likely 5 to 2, 3 to 1, I don't know that that's going to be much value there. But if you want to go one more, I think number 9 is pretty interesting, as is number 8. Number 8 has shown some nice races in there that could play here. Once moving to turf, this horse has been a much better horse, so I think definitely a factor underneath, as is number 9, Queen's Dancer. Has mostly run on dirt, mostly been at Finger Lakes, but there's a Belmont turf race in there. It's a pretty solid effort with Jacqueline Davis. This horse finishes 4th quite a bit. So is one to consider, maybe not as a win candidate, but underneath as you're rounding out your try and super. So what I got for opening day at Saratoga. Again, completely unedited, just shooting from my notes and the form in front of me. Going to hope to start to do a few videos just to, you know, mix things up a little bit. But hope you find this beneficial. Hope we find some winners. I'm going to try to keep up and do this every day. Just so you know, I do have a day job. This is a hobby. This is fun and tribute to my dad that I do this. I'll keep up as best as I can with the podcast. Definitely on the Twitter side and on the website, I'll have the posts. So good luck at Saratoga. Hope you make some money on the first day.